刚才的短句，那我将先一段一个啊，这种 panel discussion 的时间。
In the drama just now, the drama reminded me of a panel discussion I was in before.
是访问一些年轻的人。如果你们家里面可以啊历史重演的话，你希望有什么样的改变没有
？I'd like to ask our young people today if history could repeat itself. What would you have it perform?
他们至少提两个点是我印象很深刻的。
And in the panel discussion, it mentioned two very unforgettable points.
第一，他们希望父母亲们能够抓住那稍纵即逝的片刻。
And first is that they should seize the important moment.
当我们想跟你们父母亲讲话的时候
，As we try to communicate with our parents,
不要说你们很忙。
Don't say that we're busy.
不要忙着打电脑。
Don't be busy on the computer.
像刚才剧一样。
Like what we saw in the drama.
那第二个特点
，And the other characteristic
是父母亲，如果你希望我们年轻人跟你们讲话的话
，And is that if parents desire their children to talk to them，
请爸爸跟妈妈你们彼此先互相的讲话，先互相的沟通。
I would advise that the father and mother first have a chat with each other。
我想我们刚刚的戏我们都看到这样两个特点。
And in the drama just now, we saw both of these characteristics。
我愿意补充第三个点。
I'd like to add one more point。
我想父母亲们也希望孩子们可以跟我们讲一讲话。
And that is, I hope that parents can talk to the kids of their own accord。
这是我在美国第十六年的时间。
This is my 16th year being in the U.S.
到我们教会有三次的主日崇拜。
And there were three Sunday worships in my church。
每一次地点都不一样。
And every time I preach in a different church。
那个每次我们教会的那种崇拜地方都不一样。
Oh, we worship in different locations。
都越来越好，感谢主。
And it's been a progress, thanks be to God。
我过去七年来都在基督使徒协会服事。
In the past 7 years, I've been serving in the Ambassador for Christ。
我有一个很大的心愿。
And it is a hope of mine。
就能看见华人教会里面的那种家庭事工可以落实。
To see the carrying out the implementation of family ministry in the Chinese circle.
那当我们一家人在下个月要回台湾去服事的之前
，As my family and I go back to Taiwan to serve next month.
那能够亲眼看见贵教会这种家庭事工的落实
，And to be able to witness this implementation of this ministry in your church.
对我个人是很大的激励。
It is a great encouragement to me indeed.
也许可以利用这个时间，利用这个机会。
And I hope to use this opportunity.
也恳求各位弟兄姐妹。
And I beseech you.
来继续关心我们使者的侍奉。
To continue your caring and prayer for our ministry.
在校园事工，在文字工作，在拆传在线方面，能够来配搭教会来服侍主。
So that in the student ministry, in the literature ministry, and the sending out of people can all cooperate together.
我们再打开我们刚才所读的经文，在彼得前书第四章。
Turn with me, if you will, to the passage we just read in Peter's First Peter, chapter 4.
四章七节八节。
Chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
这边彼得说万物的结局近了所以你们要谨慎自守警醒祷告最要紧的是彼此切实相爱因为爱能遮掩许多的罪
It says here the end of all things is near therefore be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray above all love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins
这里使徒彼得提醒我们说万物的结局近了
Here Peter reminds us that the end of all things is near.
那位创造的主，历史的主。
And the God of creation, the God of history.
那位救赎的主，审判的主，耶稣基督即将再来。
The God of salvation, the God of judgment, who is Jesus Christ, will come again.
所以我们需要很谨慎。
So we should be clear-minded.
就是我们需要头脑思想非常的清楚。
That means that we have to have a clear mind.
以神为中心。
And to have God at the center.
用永恒的眼光来看世事。
And we should look at world's matters without losing sight of eternity.
有正确的人生观，有正确的价值观。
and we also should have a correct attitude, outlook on life, and a set of values.
我们不但是思想价值要准确。
Not only do we should we have a correct mindset and value system.
我们也需要在行为上要自守。
And we should also be self-controlled in terms of our caring of ourselves and handling of matters.
要用严肃态度来行事为人。
And we should have a serious attitude in all things.
不可放纵私欲。
And we should not mire in self-indulgence.
因为当审判的主再来的时候，我们要向他来交账。
Because when the God of judgment comes again, we will be held accountable.
当我们可以这样谨慎自守以后。
Only when we are self-controlled.
那么那个自然的结果就是我们可以警醒祷告。
And the natural result is that we can pray.
因为说是 so that 我们警醒谨慎自守以后，我们可以警醒祷告。
Because the words so that indicate that we can be clear-minded and be self-controlled in our prayer.
我们可以坦然向神这样祷告说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Only then can we honestly pray to God, Thy will be done.
而在这个万物的结局尽了的时候。
And in this era of the end of times,
最要紧的是要切实的相爱。
The most important thing is that we should love each other deeply.
什么是切实的相爱呢？
What does it mean?
NIV 说是那 deeply 是深深的相爱。
The NIV translation says uses the adverb deeply.
那 RSV 是说那种不间断的 unfailingly 不间断的相爱。
And the Revised Standard Version uses unfailingly.
King James 说你说是那种热切的 fervently 来相爱。
And King James, on the other hand, uses the word fervently.
我们要切实的相爱。
So we should actually deeply love.
深深地、不断地、热烈地相爱。
Deeply, incessantly, fervently.
像跑百米赛跑一样。
It's like running a 100-yard dash.
或像跑马拉松的这样最后一程一样。
Or in the final stretch at the heartbreak hill of the marathon.
奋不顾身，毫无保留的全力来冲刺。
Self-sacrificingly, without reservation, giving all you got.
全力去爱。
And totally.
那是谁要这样来切实相爱呢？
And who should love each other? Whom should we love deeply?
比如说，我们要彼此这样切实的相爱。
Each other.
可能是我们家中家人跟家人中间。
Maybe it's in our family.
可能在我们教会里面，弟兄姐妹跟弟兄姐妹中间。
Maybe it's among brother and sisters in the church.
对方可能不是那么可爱。
The person may not be all that lovable.
可能很多地方令你失望。
Maybe he will let you down.
可能不晓得回报。
Maybe he will not respond in kind.
可能是得寸进尺把你吃定了。
Maybe he will even take advantage of you.
他可能常常伤害你。
He may hurt your feelings.
常常打击你。
He may attack you.
照我们人的感觉。
From a human standpoint,
我们可能想报复，想反击。
We may want to revenge, want to fight back.
我们想要避开他。
We want to avoid the person.
我们可能发誓跟他断绝来往。
We may vow never to have anything to do with the person again.
而这一个人，
yet this person,
现在可能就是坐在你旁边那个你的配偶。
May very well be the spouse sitting next to you.
所以有本书的书名叫做《亲密的仇敌》（The Intimate Enemy）。
So there is this book entitled The Intimate Enemy.
用这个书名来描写夫妻之间那种难处跟关系。
And it uses this term to describe the husband-wife relationship.
这个让你爱不下去这个人。
And this person whom you cannot love.
也可能是我们的父母亲，原谅我这样说。
And forgive me, it may be your own parents.
这些年来。
In all these years,
我碰到不少这种成年的弟兄姐妹。
I've encountered many brothers and sisters who were grown-ups.
他们心中那对父母亲怀着一股那种散不开那种的怨恨，那种的苦毒。
And they have this resentment and bitterness toward their parents.
以及他们整个人际的关系都受到扭曲。
To an extent that their whole interpersonal relationships are warped.
我们中间的年轻人弟兄姐妹们。
And brothers and sisters here,
于是这些年轻的弟兄姐妹们
can also be those very people.
如果我们跟父母亲的关系很不好的话，
if we have a sour relationship with our parents,
我们更需要特别的谨慎。
We should be careful.
我们需要切实的相爱。
And we should love each other deeply.
那当公婆跟这种媳妇女婿之间出问题的时候
，and when things go wrong between with the in-laws，
那么 in-law 变成 outlaw， 姻亲变成是恶棍啊。
The in-laws sometimes become outlaw。
有的人宁可不要婚姻，不要孩子。
Some people may just as soon do without marriage or kids。
也不愿意跟姻亲有任何的来往，任何的关系。
As deal with in-laws。
那么更令人伤痛的是
，And what is even more painful to watch，
也就是我们教会的里面，我们教会同工们
，is that in the church， in the co-workers of the church，
因着我们这种性格的差别
，due to personality clashes，
我们做事方法的差别
，due to different ways of conducting things，
或是我们属灵看见不完全一致
，or the disparity in spirituality。
以至于同工就有那种工作的工变成互相攻击的工。
And a lot of times, a co-work would result in cold war.
那么在此，这种彼此的切实相爱的原则提醒我们。
And this deeply mutual love reminds us once again.
我们爱的方法可以改变。
Our method of loving may be varied, may change.
但是我们爱的动机不能改变。
But our motive to love should remain constant.
我们的爱的强度、爱的长度不能够改变。
And the length, the intensity of our love should also remain constant.
为什么我们需要这样彼此切实的相爱呢？
Why do we have to love each other deeply?
彼得说，因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
Because it says here, love covers a multitude of sins.
我们先来看看这罪的定义、罪的结果跟罪的遮掩这几个部分。
Let's first look at the definition of love and the coverage of love.
圣经上对罪至少有两个解释。
And there are at least two interpretations of this definition of love in the Bible.
约翰一书三章四节说，违背律法的就是罪。当你不该做的事，你做的话就是一个罪。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 4, it says that if we break the law,It is a sin.
不该做的你做了，这是一个罪。
So to do what we should not do is sin.
那第二个解释。
And the second interpretation.
在雅各书四章十七节。
Found in James 4:17.
说人若知道行善而不去行，这就是罪。
It says anyone who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins.
应该做的没有做，在神眼光中这也是一个罪。
And what we don't do what we ought to do is also a sin in God's eyes.
在过去半年来
，in the past half year，
有好些人想当 Clinton 总统的这个内阁的阁员。
A few people were vying for a position on the cabinet in the Clinton administration.
却当不成。
But they attempted without avail.
因为严格的说，他们都犯了罪。
Because strictly speaking, they sinned.
法律规定，他们不可以雇佣非法的移民。
The law provides that the hiring of illegal aliens is illegal.
他们却雇佣了。
Yet they hired illegal aliens.
不该做而做，这是一个罪。
And they did what they should not have done.
也有些人他们雇了保姆。
And they hired a nanny as illegal aliens as their nanny.
他们可能该交这种社会安全金却没有交的。
They may have neglected to pay social security taxes.
该做的没有做，这是一个罪。
So they did what they didn't do what they should have done.
人与人之间不常也是如此吗？
Isn't this the case in human relationships?
我们常主观认为我们的亲人得罪了我们。
A lot of times we feel that we were wronged by our family.
这可能不是一个客观的事实。
This may not be objectively true.
但我们主观认为他们得罪了我们。
But subjectively, we feel that we have been wronged.
因为他们该说的话没有说。
Because they didn't say what they should have said.
他们可能说了不该说的话。
Maybe they said something they shouldn't have said.
他们可能该做的事没有做。
And maybe they had done something that they shouldn't have done.
可能不该做事反倒去做了。
And did something that shouldn't have done.
这是我们人跟人中间这种犯罪的情形。
And that is the situation.In humanity today.
那犯罪的结果呢？
And what is the result of sin?
是让我们能看见我们自己本身是赤裸的，而觉得我们自己是羞愧的。
And that is a feeling of shame.
那当亚当跟夏娃犯罪以后
，After the fall of Adam and Eve,
他们看到自己是赤裸的，他们觉得自己是可羞愧的。
They realized they were naked and they felt ashamed.
他们就隐藏起来，想躲开神的面。
So they hid from God.
当我们看报纸、看电视的时候
，and if we look at the media,
发现的犯人
，we see a lot of convicts.
他们被警察抓到了以后
，and when they're apprehended,
他们用衣服、用报纸、用纸袋把自己遮盖起来。
They use newspaper, use their clothing to cover up their faces.
这让我们觉得赤裸而觉得羞耻
，and it makes them feel ashamed.
也要说提到这个罪的遮掩、罪的遮盖。
So here we're talking about the coverage of sin,
也就是让罪的赦免的意思
which in effect means the forgiveness of sin.
在旧约时代里面
in the Old Testament time,
当大祭司要进那个至圣所里面去的时候
when the high priest is to approach the most holy place,
他需要弹那种公山羊的血
he has to sprinkle the goat's blood,
来遮盖以色列百姓诸般的罪孽跟污秽。
And as a gesture, as a symbol of the coverage of Israelites' uncleanliness and their rebellion.
大卫向神这样祷告说
And David prays to Lord thus.
得赦免其罪，遮盖其过的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
遮盖就是赦免，赦免就是遮盖。
So to cover means to forgive. To forgive.To cover.
刚才我们谈到在旧约时代的里面
，and we just mentioned the times of Old Testament.
那当大祭司进那个至圣所里面的时候，需要用干山羊的血来遮盖那个坛子。
The high priest was required to use the goat's blood to sprinkle on the atonement cover.
耶稣说，那爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
So Jesus said, love can cover all sins.
那至少有两重的意思。
And there is a dual meaning.
一个是神遮掩我们的罪。
First is that God covered our sins.
神的爱遮掩了我们的罪。
God's love covered over our sins.
耶稣基督乃是那个真正的羔羊。
And Jesus Christ is that very lamb.
神的羔羊。
The Lamb of God.
圣经上说，因为神爱我们的缘故。
It says it in the scripture, because God loves us.
把他独生爱子赐给我们。
He gave us His only begotten Son.
然后是他所流的宝血来遮盖洗净我们的罪。
Whose blood He shed.Was covered our own sins.
当我们向神来诚心认罪的时候
，and as we ask for His forgiveness,
他就因为耶稣基督所流的宝血
，because of the blood He shed,
来饶恕我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We are forgiven and washed clean of all our transgressions.
爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Love covers over all sins.
第二层的意思
，and the second meaning,
是我们的爱也能够遮掩人的罪。
Is that our love can also cover the sins of others.
也就是说当人对我们犯罪的时候
In other words, when we are wronged,
我们对他们的爱能够洁净，能够赦免，能够遮盖他们的罪。
We can overlook their sins against us.
保罗这样提醒我们
And Paul reminds us,
我们之所以可以饶恕人
that we are able to forgive other people
是因为神先饶恕了我们
is because God forgave us first.
我们之所以来爱
the reason that we are able to love
因为神先爱了我们
is that God loved us first.
当我们经历过那种神在基督的赦罪跟爱的以后
after we have experienced this love of God
一个很自然的结果
a natural result
就是我们能够饶恕那些凭我们自己的力量不能够饶恕的人
is that we are able to forgive thosewhom we were not able to forgive previously.
爱那一些凭我们自己的力量不能够爱的人。
And love those whom we were not able to love previously.
做一个基督徒。
And to be a Christian.
我们还需要切记。
We also have to bear in mind.
彼此相爱乃是神的命令。
That loving one another is a commandment of God.
我们说军令如山不可不从啊。
We say that the military command is like a mountain that we cannot disobey.
那彼此相爱是神的命令，我们岂敢不顺从呢？
And to love one another is the command of God. And how can we dare not to obey that?
使徒约翰讲一句很重的话。
And John says with a very serious tone says this.
他说有一个方法可以让我们知道谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
And there is one way to find out who are God's children and who are demons' children.
若凡不行义的，凡不做对的事情的，就不属于神。
Okay, those who do not do what is right are not the children of God.
而不爱弟兄的就不是属于神的。
And those who do not love their brothers are not the children of God.
不爱弟兄是不行义的。
To not love one's brother is not doing what is right.
我们不属于神就属于魔鬼的。
So we either belong to God or belong to Satan.
爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
Love covers over a multitude of sins.
神的爱激励我们，神的爱遮掩我们的罪。
God's love encourages us and covers over our sins.
也让我们愿意顺从神的命令去爱弟兄姐妹，遮掩他们的罪。
So that we can obey God's command and cover over others' sins.
这些年来
，in all these past years，
我所从事的这种婚姻跟家庭的辅导对象，大部分是基督徒。
The people whom I counseled were mostly Christians.
我感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
因为很多的时候，我在跟他们这些弟兄姐妹一起经历这段的经文。
That this passage we read has always been a great source of encouragement for me.
他们可能碰到很多很大的、很严重的危机。
And these brothers and sisters may confront a lot of crises.
可能配偶有外遇。
Maybe it would be extramarital affair.
可能这种经常性的殴打。
Or physical abuse.
可能是这种个性极端的不合
，or personality differences，
管教子女的方法非常的不一样
，or different disagreement over the way to raise kids，
或者让过去家庭生活所造成很大那种伤痕
，or a scar left behind from erstwhile family problems，
都是一个很大的危机
，and these are all crises，
又一些是一种每天都会碰到经常的这种小的事情、小的危机。
And a lot of times these are minor crises.
经常在那边争到底谁煮饭谁洗碗。
And maybe domestic matters, like who should do the dishes.
车子开多快
？How fast?
几点到教会来
？Should drive the car? What time should we arrive at the church?
冷气开几度
？How high should we tune the air conditioner? Where we should go for a vacation?
每一天每一天争这些事情。
And day in and day out over these trivial, little matters.
久而久之。
And as time goes on,
那个墙就越叠越高。
This invisible wall is erected.
话就越来越少。
And words become fewer and fewer.
爱也越来越淡。
And love fizzles out.
小危机经过经年累月以后。
And after years of accumulation,
也连本带利变成很大的危机。
Minor crises grow into major crises.
但靠着主的恩典。
But with the grace of God,
这些弟兄姐妹们,
these brothers and sisters,
他们可能是很快的,
they may very rapidly,
可能需要过半年一年的时间,
or they may take a half year or a year,
或更长的时间,
or even longer,
他们终究可以爱, 可以饶恕,
but they can in the end love each other and forgive,
没有怨恨, 没有苦毒,
and free of resentment and bitterness.
有一个姐妹她的丈夫有了外遇,
A sister whose husband was having an extramarital affair.
她没有办法相信，没有办法接受。
And she could not handle. She could not accept this reality.
好几天不能睡，没有任何感觉，不能吃。
And she was suffering from insomnia for several days and couldn't consume any food.
非常伤痛。
And she was indeed in a deep pain.
头一个念头就是想要自杀。
And the first idea that came into her head was to take her own life.
当她逐渐这样清醒了以后。
And after she woke up,
她跟她丈夫这样说,
and she said this to her husband,
如果你肯悔改的话,
if you are willing to repent,
我愿意从心里来饶恕你,
I am willing to forgive you from the bottom of my heart.
在过去我们婚姻当中,
in our past marriage,
有什么地方是我的责任的?
Whatever responsibility that I had,
你让我知道,
let me know,
我愿意改变。
I'm willing to change.
我们一起重新来建立我们的婚姻，在主的话语上面来。
Let's start anew and reestablish our marriage.
我的心非常受感动。
And my heart was deeply touched.
那样的话要讲出来实在是非常的不容易。
To say those words was indeed very difficult.
但爱可以遮掩许多的罪。
But love covers a multitude of sins.
也有些时候问题可能没有解决。
And sometimes the problems may not be solved so easily.
对方的心仍然是刚硬的。
The person's heart may remain hard-hearted.
那最后不得不会分开来。
And at least no choice but to part ways.
但我的弟兄姐妹他们心中向着神向人是坦然的。
But brothers and sisters' hearts are always genuine.
有这么一个研究。
research has been done once.
发现在夫妻之间有问题的时候，
that whenever problems occur in a marriage,
不是因为他们不懂得怎么样来沟通，
it is not because they didn't know how to communicate,
而是因为他们拒绝用那些沟通的技巧来彼此沟通。
But rather, they refuse, husband and wife refuse to apply the theory of communication in their marriage.
容许我大胆做这种的推论。
Please forgive me for boldly assuming.
很多时候我们基督徒的婚姻跟家庭教会生活出了问题。
That oftentimes when things go wrong in our Christian marriage,
不是因为我们不知道怎么样去爱。
It's not because that we don't know intellectually how to love.
而是我们不愿意实际上的去爱。
But rather it's our refusal to put into practice our love.
今天的信息提醒我们，
and the message today reminds us,
在这个末后的时代的里面，
that in the era of the final times,
我们需要彼此相爱，
we should love each other deeply,
而且是切实的、拼命的、毫无保留的相爱，
and we should do so deeply, fervently, without any reservation,
因为爱可以遮掩、可以赦免许多的罪，
because love is able to cover over a multitude of sins.
箴言十章说，爱可以遮掩一切的罪。
And in Proverbs 10, it says that love can cover all sins.
爱可以遮掩一切的罪。
All sins.
这爱的动机，
the motivation of love,
永远是神爱的激励。
Is always the encouragement of His love.
同时也是神的命令。
And also is the command of God.
我们若想做他的儿女。
In order to become his children,
我们就必须要顺服他的命令。
We have no choice but to obey his command.
在这个时候，
and at this time,
我不知道你心的里面，
I don't know whether in your heart,
是我觉得不能够再爱你的配偶、你的父母、你的子女了。
You may feel that you're unable to continue to love your family.
或者你是跟教会里面某一个弟兄姐妹、某一个同工，
or with a co-worker or some brother and sisters in Christ,
某一个传道人，
a certain preacher,
中间有一道无形的墙把你们隔开来，
an invisible wall is separating you from them,
就是这个亲人，
and it's this person,
就是这个同工，
this co-worker,
今天早上神这样对你说，
God says this to you,
你要切实的爱他，
you have to love him deeply,
你要使尽自然的力气去爱他。
You have to try your hardest to love this person.
因为万物的结局近了。
Because the end of times is near.
在思想上我们要谨慎。
We have to be clear-minded.
在行为上我们要自守。
And we have to watch our own manners and deeds.
我们更需要热切的相爱。
We also have to love mutually.
因为爱可以遮掩许多的罪。
Because love covers over a multitude of sins.
我们就祷告。
Let's all pray.
当我们安静的时候，
In our silence,
我们就让神的话能够进到我们心里面来。
We ask that God's words can enter our hearts,
让神的爱像一个永不止息的那种大泉源一样冲到我们心中。
And may this love be a never-ending outpour of spring,
冲掉我们人跟人中间那隔断的墙。
And it can wash away that invisible wall,
让神的爱借着我们能够涌流出去。
Between us and other people, so that his love can also pour out of ourselves.
来遮掩我们的亲人对我们的亏欠。
And wash away the resentment in our family.
来遮掩我们的同工对我们的亏欠。
And the sins other have committed against us.
求默祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我们向你献上感谢。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你的话像一把两刃的剑一样，
because your words are like a two-edged sword,
能够赤裸剖开我们的肺腑心肠，
can penetrate our hard hearts,
能够照亮我们内心深处的隐情，
and can find out our deepest yearnings.
恩主，你知道我们心中内心深处一些难处，
and you know our deepest yearnings.
我们对我们的配偶、对我们的子女、对我们的父母、对我们的姻亲的一些难处。
And all the difficulties that may exist between us and our spouse and our kids and our in-laws,
我们跟弟兄姐妹中间跟同工中间的难处，
or those walls that exist between us and the co-workers and brothers and sisters,
好像时间越久,
and the longer it gets,
我们就越不想去努力,
we're more unwilling
to, 越想放弃,
to endeavor. We want to give up.
但主你的话提醒我们,
but your word reminds us,
彼此相爱不但是你的命令,
to love one another is not just your command,
我们更需要切实的相爱,
but we should also love deeply.
让毫无保留的相爱
without reservation.
我们求主的话在光照我们
May your word enlighten us again.
求主灵加添我们的力量
Please strengthen us.
让我们再次领受那加略山上无比的大爱
That once we can once again re-experience that great love from Galilee.
被爱所充满所融化
So we can be filled with your love and melted by your love.
好像爱可以从我们的心里面能够满溢出来
So that it will be an outpour fromthe depth of our heart.
溢到我们的家人中间，我们的婚姻中间。
And pouring over our family and our marriages.
满溢到我们教会的里面。
And into our church.
能够遮掩许多的罪。
That can cover over any kind of sin.
更从我们的教会能够满溢出去。溢到我们的家人中间，我们的婚姻中间。
And pouring over our family and our marriages.
满溢到我们教会的里面。
And into our church.
能够遮掩许多的罪
that can cover over any kind of sin.
更从我们的教会能够满溢出去
that we can also outpour this from our church.
当我们彼此相爱的时候
so that when we love each other,
众人真可以看出我们是你的门徒
that people can truly discern us as true Christians.
把荣耀归给你自己
Glory be to you.
我们求主的话语在我们的教会里面，在我们家庭当中没有突然的返回
We ask that your word would not be spoke would not be read in vain in our families.
我们将恭敬恳求祷告。
And we pray this reverently.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.